Behold Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth. Met him with a team of saddled donkeys, and on them were 200 loaves of bread, 100 cakes of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a jug of wine. And the king said to Ziba, why do you have these? Ziba said, the donkeys are for the king's household to ride. The bread and summer food are for the young men to eat, and the wine for whoever is weary in the wilderness to drink. Then the king said, and where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, behold, he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me. So the king said to Ziba, behold, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours. And Ziba said, I prostrate myself. May I find favor in your sight, my lord, the king. When King David came to Bahurim, behold, a man was coming out from there, from the family of the house of Saul. His name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He was coming out, cursing as he came. He also threw stones at David and all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the warriors were on his right and on his left. This is what Shimei said when he cursed. Go away, go away.
and all the people, the men of Israel, into Jerusalem, and I hit the foe with him. Now it came about, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, long live the king. Alone.